I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The colder weather has not completely eliminated the risk of West Nile virus. Colorado State Veterinarian reported that 10 equine West Nile virus cases had been confirmed in 8 Colorado counties. 4 of those horses have been euthanized because of the severity of the symptoms. Dr. Keith Rohr says where black flies and sand flies are responsible for spreading other diseases in livestock, such as vesicular stomatitis.
Here the vector is a mosquito. So that many of the mosquito control principles hold true with fly control. Some of the same products are used. But the good news with West Nile virus for horses is we have a very effective vaccine. So certainly if horses have not yet been vaccinated this fall, that's something that horse owners can consult with their veterinarians to see about getting their horse an initial vaccine if they've not received the vaccine before, followed by a booster within 2 to 4 weeks, or if they've received vaccines previously, just one booster, yet this fall would be a very important prevention strategy.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has reported 72 human cases of West Nile virus to date in 2019. One person died after contracting the disease. While colder weather will reduce the risk, horse owners and people are being encouraged to remain vigilant.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.